Blog Talk Radio. National Empowerment Radio presents Let's Talk with Dr. Wendy. Real issues, real talk on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Tonight is Sunday. Is this the last Sunday of the month? I can't believe how fast the month has really gone by. However, tonight is Sunday, January 24th. No, we have one more Sunday left. Next Sunday is the 31st. However, tonight is Sunday, January 24th, and I can't believe how quickly this month has flown by. Wow, 1 month is I call it over for 2016. I am in the Illinois area, and it's not that cold. It really is not that cold. I'll tell you, I watched, before I go into the particulars about the calling in, I got to tell you, I watched the Toni Braxton biopic this weekend, and I got to give it to Lifetime. I think they did a good job of selecting the person to play Toni. I was talking to someone else about it, and they didn't like her. They thought that they should have gotten a different kind of look. I thought the woman that was selected to play Toni, beautiful skin, nice look, definitely. I think out of all the biopics that they've done thus far, and I'm actually going to compare it to Whitney Houston, I really did not think the lady that they selected for the Whitney Houston biopic was a good selection. I think they could have selected someone else, but I think they did a really good job on the Toni Braxton story. So if you haven't seen the biopic on Lifetime, please check it out. It's pretty good. It's really interesting. Interesting to see how she started her career and all the bankruptcies and things like that. So I had to say that. All right. As you know, this is an internet radio show, and you can call in. We'd like to hear your comments based on the various things that are going on in the news or the various developmental topics that we're talking about. But tonight, we definitely would like to hear your comments. If at any point in time you have any thoughts, feel free to call in. I'm not going to stop and say, hey, it's time to call in. The dial-in number for you and your comments is 929-477-4103. And you can also text me. I always receive text messages from individuals that are listening in, so you can feel free to text me as well. If you're in the chat room, I will check the chat room periodically to see if you are engaging in dialogue as well. So with that said, let's get started talking about what's trending in the news this week. And it's a lot of different things going on, but the things that were interesting to me and just some of the comments and conversations that I've had with some of you over the last several days actually resulted to the main topics tonight. And the first one is, it's disturbing. This whole Flint, Michigan water crisis is just, I'm really mortified. The more I look into this and hear about it on the news, it was just really, it's an area of discussion that's really scary and disturbing. Now, for those of you that are not aware, Flint, Michigan right now is dealing with a water crisis. It's so bad that they actually have to have, the city has been giving away filters to put on their water. And some of the pictures that I've seen over the last couple of weeks, now that this whole topic is being given the attention that it should have been given over a year ago, it's mortifying seeing the brown water that's coming, that's running in people's homes. So when I was talked to several people about the topic over the past several weeks, or really the last couple of days here, it's just the more I learn about it, the more disturbing it had become. So to be very frank, I made this comment to someone a couple of days ago. I was not aware that this was going on a year ago. I did my research and saw that it was in the news. However, it just didn't get the national attention that it should have received. Now, one of the things that I found to be very, very alarming in this whole debacle with Flint, Michigan is when I went and took a look at the economics of, and you know, that's what it really all boils down to at the end of the day. People can say whatever they want to say, but it's all about numbers, economics, socioeconomic status, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You can say whatever you want. That's what it is. So one of the things that I found out was that according to the U.S. Census, 40.1% of the city's population is living in poverty. So that essentially makes Flint the second most poverty-stricken city in the nation for its size. I believe it's just behind a city in Ohio. So it was, when I found that out, I said, wow. You know, then the questions start to come about with the whole water crisis. Now, let's back up a little bit and just assess, you know, why this decision was made, what happened, and so on and so forth. So I actually have here, let's see, while I'm pulling this up, I had a couple of you shoot me a text message asking me about Periscope. And, yes, let's talk with Dr. Wendy. We'll be on Periscope in the next couple of weeks. So I will definitely share the Periscope address with you so that you can also listen to us via Periscope as well. So here I got to have a couple of clips that I'd like for you to listen to. And I actually just received a couple of text messages here. A lady said she has a family member that lives in Flint, and she was there visiting a couple of weeks ago, and she also was mortified to see the water and how brown it is. And she said in some instances, a water filter that they're asking people to use would do nothing for those conditions that they're currently dealing with. So before we go any further with our discussion, I'd just like for you to hear my first two clips on Flint, Michigan, and then we'll go from there. So let's see. Here we go.
Michigan's governor apologized today for lead contamination in the city of Flint's drinking water, and his environmental chief resigned. The city started drawing water from the Flint River last year to save money. State officials insisted it was safe, but the water corroded aging pipes and released lead. Residents have now been warned against drinking unfiltered tap water.
Wow. Okay. There you go. That's the first one. So just for you, those of you that are not aware, just bring you up to speed. The biggest problem here is that there's lead in the water. And there was a doctor that actually made enough noise to get people's attention, and that was due to the level of lead content that was in several of the kids that were in the schools that were going to the doctor complaining about different things. So she actually raised concern once she had saw that's unusual for there to be that level of lead in water and for children to go to the hospital. So the doctor essentially raised the point to the media about the lead content that she had noticed over the past several months. Now, here I got some people texting me. Now, just to go back and just to walk you through the process here, if you do decide to call in, and again, my number is 929-477-4103. When you do decide to call in, I do see a couple of people have called in. I will simply ask you if you have a comment about the topic or topics that we're discussing, and at that point in time, you can let us know what your topic or what your comment is. If not, you can just say nothing, and that will tell me that you are simply listening. So just so you know, I had a couple of people asking me, what's the process if I call in? Do I have to say something? No, you don't have to say anything. I have some people that actually call in just to listen, and that's cool, too. I appreciate the support. So let's get back to Flint. Now, I have another clip here that I'd like for you to listen to a little bit more detail about the Flint story here, and then I'm going to go to the lines and see if some of you have any comments. So here we go.
Toxic water has been coming out of Flint taps for nearly 2 years. State officials used to tell residents the water was clean, even when they showed how yellow it was.
The only thing that you ever heard from anybody was everything was okay, everything was okay, everything was okay.
In April of 2014, authorities switched Flint from cleaner Detroit water to Flint River water as a way to cut costs.
Our voices are not as heard as they would be in a more affluent area.
Because we don't have money.
We don't count.
Only after pediatrician Mona Hannah Atisha alerted the media about high levels of lead in children here did the state switch back to a cleaner source. But the river water was so corrosive to the local pipes that they're still leaching lead. The pediatrician told me that this exposure to lead may have poisoned thousands of children in Flint.
There's no treatment. There's no antidote. Once lead is in your body, it's in your body. It already causes that neurotoxicity. It damages your nervous system. It impacts cognition and it impacts behavior. So it drops children's IQ scores. And then it has these behavioral implications, attention deficit, hyperactivity, conduct disorders. It's even been linked to criminality.
The local government decided to save some money and has done that in large part at the expense of the most vulnerable. Flint is very poor. These are low-income families. Over 40% of the population lives below the poverty line. You see abandoned houses everywhere. So on top of all these challenges, they got toxic water, which doctors say could have irreversible consequences for the health of their children.
I did drink the water fountain water, and it tasted kind of like little
Yeah, well,
weird.
It told you not to drink that water.
The governor of the state of Michigan has apologized to Flint residents, as it is reported that his administration had known the water in the city was contaminated for months and had done nothing about it. An investigation is looking into who exactly should be held responsible. However, nobody seems ready to foot the bill for replacing all the city's pipes.
All those bottled waters right in the dining room. We go by the fire station.
Do you still pay for water?
Yes, oh yes. Water bill is still like $110, yes.
Residents of Flint say not only were they poisoned by the water, but they still have to pay for it. In Flint, Michigan, I'm Gaines Chekyan, RT.
Wow, so they're still paying for water that they cannot use. I'm amazed and mortified. Actually, I was talking to someone and I had noted that this particular debacle reminds me of Katrina. Obviously, the devastation is similar but different. However, the governor apologizes, and you know, my question to you is the apology enough? I'm just baffled and mortified by the city making that kind of decision to shift the water and not knowing, not doing the proper research to ensure that once that shift was made, it would not impact the residents that are there. So, you know, my disgust with this whole entire debacle in Flint, Michigan is just the poverty level. And I've been just asking different people, you know, would this happen in a wealthier white area? I mean, the lead that's in the water is going to adversely impact, and there will be lawsuits. It's no question about it. As soon as I heard that, I said, okay, the city is going to get sued for the lead that the parents are going to report or have reported based off of what the pediatrician has said. So I'm just mortified because, as you heard, 40% of the population in Flint is poverty-stricken. And here you have a decision that was made by the governor that will impact people that essentially feel that they don't have a voice and because of their socioeconomic status. So would that same decision have been made if it was in a wealthier white area? Would the governor take that kind of chance with a white community that's not poverty-stricken? I mean, all these questions, yes, I know. I'm getting text messages from people saying, why does everybody always trump the race card? Because that's what it is. These are valid questions that we should talk about. Would the governor make this cost-cutting decision for a wealthier white area? That's the question of the day. And not to mention, this whole thing's been going on for 2 years, and the people have been complaining about the color. It's been yellow. It's been brown. And I have read other articles and listened to different commentaries nationally and news commentaries nationally, and these people were complaining. They were saying something's wrong with our water, and you heard the lady say that the only response that they've been getting is that it's been clean. So now it's been assessed that it's not clean. Now that it's been assessed that it's lead in the water, now what? What are you going to do for these people? So the National Guard have been called in. I believe, let's see here, I should have actually ran across, I thought, another clip. Oh, okay. pull that clip. But at this point, the National Guard is involved. And I'm sure you saw several weeks ago, they've been passing out water to people so they could use, and actually going door to door and giving them filters. So I'm going to stop, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to ask. Again, I have a lot of text messages here, and I want to go and address some of those questions and comments. However, before I do that, I'm going to go here to the switchboard. I see you got a couple people that have called in. Yes, just be patient. I'll definitely give you an opportunity to have a voice. However, my question for you is, what are your thoughts with this exact same cost-cutting, and I keep putting emphasis on cost-cutting, with this same cost-cutting decision, then would have that decision been made if it was in a wealthier white area? And let's talk about the governor here. You know, heads will roll. They have to roll. There's no question about it. No one should walk away from this crisis without heads rolling. And, you know, emails have been pulled and assessed, and it's essentially been determined that the city was aware of this water crisis way before they said anything. So with that said, what should happen to the governor? You know, he's commander-in-chief in Flint. He made this decision. Apologizing, is that enough? For me, it's not. Here you have people that can't even bathe, drink water, and it's coming out of their faucets, and it's yellow and brown. And now you're saying you didn't make the right decision? That's not good enough. So with that said, what are your thoughts? All right, going to the switchboard here, going to my line, and I see someone here. The last four digits of your phone number is 1421. Again, it's 1421. You can do me a favor. I ask that you just give me your first name and let me know what city you are calling in from. You should be live on the air right now. You're on Let's Talk with Dr. Wendy. What's on your mind?
Yes, my name is Latricia, and I'm calling from Schaumburg. And I guess the governor, in my opinion, just probably looks at Flint, Michigan, the residents, as being disposable. According to the census, it's only like 102,000 people there now as of 2010. So the population has been rapidly declining for the last, you know, 40 years. So basically, Flint will probably go into bankruptcy and dissolve. And he probably just looks at it as not going to be a problem he has to worry about. You know, poor people are disposable, so why do you have to worry about them? You know, so that's how I think he kind of looks at it that way.
Wow, poor people are disposable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that you said that, because when Katrina hit, I was in Houston at the time, and it was just really heart-wrenching to see. I'm sitting in my house and watching this on television. You have people sitting on top of the roof and you know, literally just water around their houses, just helpless. And it's really unfortunate, because the same issue came up with Katrina, because for me, it reminds me of the exact same thing. Here you have people that in these poverty-stricken areas that deal with this kind of devastation, and then you have the community leaders, the governors, the state, they apologize, but then what? You know, and I looked at Katrina as being similar to what you said about they're being disposable. They're low-income individuals. They're just disposable, don't have a voice. So whatever happens is going to happen. Now, the thing that was just disgusting for me with this Flint, Michigan thing, and I honestly didn't know it had been going on for 2 years. I had no idea that the shift was made 2 years ago until I recently started, you know, listening more since it made national news. This has been going on for 2 years. So I'm saying all that to say, what do you think should happen to the governor at this point?
He should resign or be impeached, you know, he should be reprimanded for his actions, because this is beyond reckless. This is almost like attempted murder, you know what I mean? Because as the doctor said, or the medical professional, lead poisoning is very serious. It can lead to, you know, permanent neurological damage, including death. So these kids have to deal with the side effects of this poisoning for the rest of their lives. And they will incur medical costs, you know. So it's a long-term problem that he's not going to have to deal with, but they will, you know. So it needs to be addressed and documented so that they will have some type of resource, these poor children, lead on, because they're going to have problems. You know, it's been documented, Chicago Public School Systems, there's lead in the paint. Lead has been, you know, used in a lot of building materials and paint materials, you know, for years, and then they found out how dangerous it was, and they stopped using it. So it's a serious problem. And I think this is, like I said, it's beyond reckless, you know, to have no water should be of color. You know what I mean? That's obvious.
That's crazy. When I saw these families turn their faucets on, and this woman mentioned yellow, I saw brown. Her water may have been yellow, but when I saw these people on the news turn their water on, it was just brown. So I concur with you that it's beyond reckless. Now, let me ask you this. So we talked about the 40% of Flint is poverty-stricken. Now, the governor made the decision to cut costs. So do you think the exact same cost-cutting decision would have been made for a more affluent area, a wealthier white area?
No, absolutely not. No. I don't know what the I do not recall the name of the city in Michigan that's wealthy, Birmingham or not Birmingham, something with a B. I guarantee you, no, it would not have happened there. Or like at a major university, University of Michigan, you know, one of those Big Ten colleges. They would not tolerate brown water. The athletes wouldn't, you know. So, yes, I agree. But I looked on the Internet, and they said that with the population declining rapidly, that if the population is below 100,000 at the next census, the city may not be entitled to any federal or state funding. So I'm wondering if maybe they're looking at it as if Flint, Michigan may not be in existence. It may dissolve within the next, you know, several years. You know, because in 1990 the population was 140,000, and 2010 is down to 102,000. And we have four more years, but the population is probably going to be 60 or 70,000. They may not even be entitled to any type of federal funding or state funding. So what other resources would they have to keep the city going? They'll probably have to file bankruptcy and dissolve. And that's the problem you have to worry about.
Wow. And that's even more unfortunate, because when I heard about the lead and the behavior risks that go along with lead being in the water, for me, the next thing I think of is obvious losses. So if we're already dealing with an area that is poverty-stricken, you already know lawsuits is next, if people haven't already filed these lawsuits already. I see it happening. So it would be just a tragedy if that happens, if the population continues to decline. At this point, I do believe that I heard the other day, I thought I had grabbed that clip, but I heard the other day that the National Guard is involved, and I really do believe that the government is really going to have to get more involved with this, because there are going to be people that want to be compensated for this bad decision, because that's what it was. It was just a very bad decision. I think that in some instances, I think that politicians have a tendency to think that when people are in poverty, that they won't say anything. They'll deal with it. And in these days and times, people don't sit on and not feel they don't have a voice, even if they are below the poverty line. I don't understand what was on that man's mind when he made this decision. So, again, for me, I just wanted to talk about it. And I have so many text messages here. Actually, looking at my board here, and there are at least three or four people that say they know someone. They know, have family in Flint. They had to move because of the conditions were so bad. And the woman mentioned on the news that there are several abandoned houses. So that just lets you know the conditions that they're just dealing with, even if they didn't have a water crisis. So with that said, do you have any other closing thoughts? Because I want to take a look at some of these comments that people are making about Flint.
Yeah.
Any closing comments about Flint?
Yeah, it was listed as one of the most dangerous cities in America. And I do know someone who lived in Flint, Michigan, and it's been on a rapid decline economically since the 80s. when GM, the General Motors, closed its factories and destroyed them. So they have no businesses there. So it's been on a rapid decline. And, people have moved because it looks like a war zone. You have toilet seats and bathtubs and lawns, you know, and it looks like a war zone. So it's rapidly declining. And I think the governor's going to look at it. It's not a problem. It's a problem he doesn't have to worry about because it's not going to be a problem. Even if they do file suit, who are they going to sue? The state? The city? You know what I mean? Yeah. It's only a amount of time, you have statute of limitations that you can file suit against. So, and who's going to file suit against the city or state? These attorneys. What attorneys are they going to file suit against? I mean, so it's a bigger picture, unless it's a class action suit. You know, maybe you can contact Aaron Brockovich. That's my closing argument. My closing position. But I think that, in my opinion, that the governor's looking at Flint is not going to be in existence shortly. And it's probably he doesn't think it's going to be an issue that he's not going to think it's going to be a problem he has to worry about.
Wow. All right, lady, I appreciate you calling in and having your comments and sharing your voice. I'm going to move on to another topic here. If you can hold on, I would love to hear what you have to say when I play these next clips because, as everyone knows, the Oscars and the diversity in the Oscars and everyone's comments about everything that's going on in the Oscars has been in the news over the last several weeks. And I actually talked about it some last week, and I just had to talk about it again because someone else, Stacey Dash, got involved with this, and she done pissed a lot of people off, and everybody's talking about it as well. So I'm going to move on over to the Oscars because I have a couple other topics I want to talk about before I close out for tonight. So thank you for calling in. Please hang on because I want to hear what you got to say about the Oscars as well.
Okay.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm actually going to go and I'm going to play this clip here. I'm going to tell you this. Wow, we talked about the Oscars last week, and you heard Jada's comment. You heard what she had to say about it. She's basically telling, Black people, we don't have to beg for a place, a space in this industry because we have talent. We should not have to beg to be selected. We should not have to beg to be chosen. And she definitely has a point. She went as far as to note that she's not attending the Oscars, and she's essentially boycotting it. So that's a high level overview of her video that has gone viral, received millions of hits, it made national television. Will Smith was on Good Morning America, and I had to watch that too. Got to keep my eyes on things. So I heard him on Good Morning America as well, and he was very, very PC. That's one thing I got to give him about him. He's very, very PC, but he stands his ground and he deals with the issues. He really does. So interestingly enough, he noted that he didn't know that Jada was going to do that. He came home and essentially said, "Hey, wow, what's going on?" And that's when she said, to do something about it and so on and so forth. He went as far as to say, "Man, you could have at least given me a heads up." That's what he said. So with that said, everybody talking about the boycotting, and then Spike Lee was on Good Morning America, and I saw that as well. I keep referencing Good Morning America because I love Robin Roberts, so I watch Good Morning America. So Spike was on there as well, and he had his 2 cents to say about it. Essentially the same thing, it's no diversity, and it's always been an issue, and so on and so forth. And, you have people thinking that Jada is saying something because Will did not get selected for Concussion. I haven't seen Concussion, so I can't give you my thoughts on that either way. However, few people that I do know went to see Concussion, and they thought that he should have been nominated for that role that he played. They thought he played the doctor very well. It was a very passionate role that he had. Nevertheless, you have people saying that, Jada just didn't come. It's coming out because her husband wasn't selected, so on and so forth. Well, okay, that's cool. So what? So what? She's doing it because her husband wasn't selected. Somebody's got to say something because the Oscars is too white. It's just too lily white. It's just amazing. So with that said, here we have, and I'm sure you remember this this person here from the show. I believe it was back in the 90s, clueless. Stacey Dash, you know, she, first off, I didn't even know she was a commentator with Fox. I believe that's the station that she works for. And I didn't even realize that she had that role. Nevertheless, she gave her viewpoints about everything that was going on, and, you know, it caused an uproar. So before we just give a little time, I don't want to give her comments a lot of time, because for me, that's why she's doing all this, because she's not relevant. She just, people know this, the game to play when it comes to marketing and what you need to do to keep yourself relevant in your eyes is what you consider relevant. So I have this clip here of the comments that she made, and I just want to hear what you have to say about Stacey Dash.
This morning, there's some growing outrage with some over the lack of diversity in this year's list of Oscar nominees. Filmmaker Spike Lee and actress Jada Pinkett Smith say they're not going to go to the Oscars next month after an all-white list of nominees was announced for the major categories for a second year in a row. Joining us now to weigh in, actress and Fox News contributor Stacey Dash. Stacey, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, what do you think about this?
I think it's ludicrous.
Why?
Because we have to make up our minds. Either we want to have segregation or integration. And if we don't want segregation, then we need to get rid of channels like BET and the BET Awards and the Image Awards, where you're only awarded if you're black. If it were the other way around, we would be up in arms. It's a double standard.
So you say there shouldn't be a BET channel?
No, I don't think so, no. Just like there shouldn't be a Black History Month. You know, we're Americans, period, that's it.
Are you saying there shouldn't be a Black History Month because there isn't a White History Month?
Exactly, exactly.
Al Sharpton has jumped on this boycott bandwagon. He says, don't watch, because Hollywood, here's a quote, Hollywood has become like the Rocky Mountains. The higher you get, the whiter.
The whiter you get. Well, that's not necessarily true. And if it is, you know, that needs to change. What I find astounding is that we've had a president who is black in office for the past 8 years, who gets most of his funding from the liberal elite in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Yet there are not very many roles for people of color. How can that be? And why is it just now being addressed?
I can understand Jada Pinkett Smith's frustration that her husband wasn't nominated for, you know, he did a great job in the movie Concussion.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, what does that say about how people are selected for these awards?
Right. That's assuming they're selected by race, which I think would be a very a disservice to the people who are looking at the films and making the choices. Maybe they need to be more, you know, integrated, and there need to be more diverse people in the process of electing.
In the Academy.
In the Academy.
The demographics of the Academy apparently are secret, but for the most part, according to some investigation out in Hollywood, it's predominantly white males.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. So maybe that says something about who they select, or are they looking for that, or the best movies and the best actors?
I hope they're looking for the best movies and the best actors. The good news is that there's attention brought to it now. But like I said, over the past 8 years, we've had a president who's black, who gets his funding mainly from Hollywood, the elite liberals.
Yeah.
So it's odd to me that this has now become such an issue.
Well, let's see what happens, because they are calling for people not to watch it. Let's see if the ratings go down.
Yeah, I doubt it.
By the way, before you go, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
It's her birthday.
Well, I think that's enough of that. Okay. Stacey Dash, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. No BET. We should get rid of BET. The Image Awards, no Black History Month. Wow, she's interesting. She's always been a little interesting to me. I always can look at her back from when she was on Clueless. I just thought she was a little lost when it comes to who she really is. So when I heard this, it wasn't surprising for me. This is the space that she's always lived in. I just never really thought that she identified or even has assessed or felt that she was black anyway. So with that said, it was just really no surprise to me. I talked to some people, and they were just really I can't believe she said that. I'm mortified. I'm not. She just has always lived in that space. So with that said, I had some people texting here asking, you know, what is, they know, everyone knows she's biracial. So she definitely is black. There's no question about it. However, I believe that she's mixed with Indian. Let's see. She's Mexican. She is Mexican, excuse me, Mexican and African-American is what I'm seeing here going across the screen. So that's interesting in itself. So she's a little lost. I wasn't surprised about that. However, very disappointing to hear her say no BET, no Image Awards, no Black History Month. I mean, if that's the case, then you could say the same thing about Cinco de Mayo and other groups that have certain times during the year that have celebrations. So this whole Oscar and no diversity has really opened up a huge can of worms. Now, what's my take on Stacey? Stacey's lost. She's clueless. It's really interesting how she was in a movie called Clueless, and she is clueless. I've seen that. I've seen that come across the airwaves several times. However, as you know, we're all entitled to our opinion, and interestingly enough, Donald Trump supports her. So she thinks it's ludicrous that they are asking people to boycott the Oscars. Now, she talked about there should be no BET. However, as soon as she made those statement or that statement, BET shot back right away and showed a picture of her when she was on an episode of The Game. So she definitely got a check that was cut from BET. She was able to cash a check from BET when she had an appearance or appearances on the show called The Game. So now all of a sudden we shouldn't have the network BET and the Image Awards and No Black History Month. This chick is just, she's incredible. But again, for me, as I mentioned earlier, it's all about saying certain comments so that you can cause this kind of uproar with people so that you can have some relevancy, because she's just not relevant. So with that said, what are your thoughts? I just think this chick is sick crazy. That's my take. She's just looking for some form of popularity because no one knows who she is. You have a generation that can't even connect with Stacey Dash, and all she's really known for is the movie Clueless. So she has to do something. Like I said, I don't even know she was a Fox correspondent, I guess is what he called her. So what are your thoughts? Let me take a look at some of these text messages that I received. Yeah, I have someone here that called her a coon. That's it. She's cooning. She's trying to find her way. She hasn't been relevant for several years now and wants to – that's just a tactic or strategy for her name to go viral. Since that was the case, mission accomplished. That's all this person felt of her. If you're going to send me a text message, please let me know. Just give me a first name and let me know what city or what state, city and state you are texting me from. Got another comment here from someone that notes that this person agrees with Stacey to a certain extent. They noted here that BET is not the BET that it was several years ago, that it's taken a shift. And they think that BET needs to deal with more serious issues and go back to a lot of their old programming. Should they get rid of BET? The person said no, but they noted that they should change the overall programming and scheme of BET. Yes, Black History Month is something that we should definitely should be acknowledged. The person noted here that Stacey Dash thinks she's white anyway, so they weren't surprised at her comments. One more remark here about Stacey Dash and then the Oscars. This person noted that they praised Jada for stepping up, taking a risk. Bear with me here. I'm reading. They noted that, yes, I'm sure Jada was aware that people would say that she's speaking up because Will wasn't selected. And they noted, so what? Someone has to say and do something. Because it doesn't make sense that we have another year where everyone that was selected for the Oscars was all white. There's definitely brown talent. However, it's just not being acknowledged. One more comment here. I saw Tyler Perry's name come across here. Someone noted Tyler Perry doesn't care about the Oscars. He creates his own movies. He employs who he wants to. He doesn't care if he is acknowledged by white America with the Oscars. So He said, this particular person doesn't care about the Oscars, doesn't care about Stacey Dash, and is not going to give Stacey the time of day. All right. Okay, here, let me go back to, let's see. All right. You are back on the air. What's your take on the Oscars and diversity and Stacey Dash? Any comments about Stacey Dash or the Oscars? Any thoughts?
Yes, I have a thought. My name's Patricia, and I'm from Schaumburg, Illinois, again. Yes. And last year, you know, Common and the actor, rapper, author, Common and John Legend won an Oscar for the best original song, Glory, for the movie Selma.
That's right.
So I think that it's premature to boycott the Oscars. You know, they, you know, I think it's very premature. And like you're saying, that Stacey Dash is just looking for some attention. And it's not even an issue. I mean, you know, Forest Whitaker won for The Last King of Scotland. That was a very good movie. He played very well. That was 2006. So I disagree that there's a problem with representing, black actors. I think it's just a matter of, you know, the movies that they chose, whoever chose the movies. It just so happened to be all white cast, you know what I mean? So I think it's premature to say that there's a problem with the Oscars and there's not any diversity with the Oscars. This year, it just so happened to be no black nominees. And that's okay, you know what I mean? We can
okay.
Have our kids, you know. That's how I look at it. It's not a problem, you know?
Okay, so your take is, and this is what I heard on the news as well, is that someone had noted that the movies just haven't, and I'll leverage Concussion as an example. I believe it was Viola Davis. I was reading her thoughts on the Oscar boycott, and she noted that the problem is with the movie making, not the selection. And she noted that the movies are not made and catered to minorities that are worthy of the nominations. And let me see if I can find this article here, because I don't want to speak out of church. I just recall her saying something like the problem is with movie making. And let's see here. I believe I pulled that article for Viola Davis, because Viola Davis was also, I believe, nominated, was it the year before last, for The Help? She was nominated against Glenn Close. And let's see. She notes here that Viola Davis, the issue with Hollywood movie making itself and the fact that black actors aren't landing roles and black movies aren't being made. She noticed that how many black films are being produced every year, how are they being distributed. The films that are being made are the big-time producers thinking outside the box in terms of how to cast a role. Can you cast a black woman in that role? Can you cast a black man in that role? The problem isn't even our pay, Davis continued. You probably line up all the A-list black actresses out there, and they probably don't make what one A-list white woman makes in one film. That's the problem. You can change the Academy, but if there are no black films being produced, what is there to vote for? That's what she said. I'm sorry, say that again?
She's in the industry, so she knows, you know.
Yeah, then she notes that there are no black actors being cast in roles, especially roles that someone of any ethnicity could play, then of course there's going to be a problem. So her take is the problem is the movie making, that the movies are not being made so that the actors can't get nominated. So it is just, see, and then, you know, I ask this question as well. Would Jada do the same thing and make the video if Will was nominated?
Yeah.
So that's a valid question, and I've been asking people that. And, you know, not throwing shade. I'm not throwing any shade at all. However, I think that is a valid question. If he was nominated for concussion. Because everyone, I heard that he, and I didn't hear, and I typically don't even watch the Oscars anyway, to be very frank with you. But when the movie was out, I heard that he was going to get, he was this possible Golden Globe nominee because of the role. So then it comes up, you know, the Oscars come up, and then he didn't get nominated. So my question again is, would Jada really have made the video if Will was nominated? So it really makes you think, because I'm really on both sides of the fence, because to be very honest with you, I really don't care, to be very frank with you. I'm on the side really more with Viola Davis. The more, when I first read her article, I think the big challenge is the filmmaking. So you know, that's just something that's just really something to think about. So now let me tell you what I think is going to happen. And it always works this way to me, is when someone asks you not to watch something, people end up watching it just because it's getting all this airtime. So it's just really going to be interesting to see what kind of impact all of this is going to have on the Oscars. Oh, and the last point is, you know, Chris Rock is stuck in the middle of all this, right? Everybody is saying he should opt out and not host the Oscars because all of this is going on. Now, one thing the Academy has also done is, I believe they pulled Oprah Winfrey in, they pulled Morgan Freeman in, and they pulled more actors in, I believe black actors in, to present these awards at the Oscars. That's what I read also. So I think that although Jada is asking people to boycott and not watch, I think people are going to watch just to see what the Academy does. I do. Just because people are nosy. They're nosy like that. That's what I think is going to happen. Now, Chris Rock definitely should host it. I mean, I don't think that should impact him. I think them asking him to host was definitely by design. I think that was all planned. But I don't think he should walk away from it. I mean, that's a check. Why should he walk away from it and not get paid? I don't think that he should do that. No, I don't think he should do that. But as for Stacey Dash, that is, she's doing that for to get the airtime.
Yeah, she was on VH1. I think she played on VH1 Single Ladies. I think she played like a black female business owner on VH1 Single Ladies. So, you know, she's been getting black checks from different networks. You know what I mean? So to play the race card, I think she's, you know, walking on thin ice, you know. That's not, she's making herself kind of look a little silly by saying that. You know what I mean? It shouldn't be an issue. I agree with Viola Davis. She's in the industry. She's been around a long time. She's a serious actress. And the issue with it is filmmaking, you know. I thought that maybe Halle Berry should have got the Oscar for playing the role of the queen, Alex Haley's grandmother, queen. But she didn't, but she got the role of playing the woman in Monsters Ball. So that's my 2 cents, you know. She got the Oscar for Monsters Ball. Remember about 2001 or 2? She played.
I do. So educate me on this. I never saw Monsters Ball. I'm terrible with movies. I'm probably the last one to go see something. I'm just not good with going to movies. So with Monsters Ball, what role did she play in Monsters Ball?
I don't recall all the details. Basically, she played a single mother in poverty raising an overweight black boy who had an eating problem, like an eating disorder. He ate a lot of junk food. He was teased, and the mother, Halle Berry, would bully him and pick on him at school. She would pick on him, too, and call him fat and beat him up and stuff, you know. And she was struggling raising him. And then somehow she had to take her son to the hospital. He died, and she had an affair with Billy Bob Thornton, which is another actor. And his father had issues with black people. Well, anyway, he got this black people girlfriend, and he put his father in a nursing home, and they started a dating relationship. So I thought that role wasn't very serious. I really did like her in the movie Queen with Alex depicting Alex Haley's grandmother. You know, Alex Haley, as a reminder, was the author of Roots. I really did like her in that movie, but she didn't get the Oscar for that. I was, like, very disappointed. But to play you know, an impoverished black woman, you know, I was like, okay, this deserves an Oscar. I don't think so, but that's my two cents. And just like Denzel playing, you know, getting the Oscar
for I know.
I mean, what about Glory, the movie Glory, and his other roles he could have given? So, I mean, I disagree with some of the Oscars, they, you know, how they, what they awarded for, but, you know, that's just me. But Forrest Whitaker and Forrest Whitaker winning the Oscar for portraying Idi Amin in The Last King of Scotland, that was warranted. And I'll be honest with you, I don't watch the Oscars until I want to see if someone's like comment. I want to see if he's going to win for Glory, and he won. So that's the only time I watch the Oscars if it's someone I want to see win. I wanted to see Forrest Whitaker win, and he did. So that's the only time I watch it. If I want to see someone win, then I'll watch it. But otherwise, I don't. I'll be honest, I don't.
Not do I. I never got into it. I just never got into it. So someone had to pull me back in with the whole Denzel winning for being, you know, playing the bad cop in Training Day. And, you know, the person said to me, you know, the Oscars is revolved around awarding people the award for playing a role that's essentially outside of the norm, outside of what they would normally play. And he was considering that we've always seen him in legendary roles like Glory and Philadelphia, and he played in so many other roles, and that was one that was different for him. That is essentially what that's why he won. So, you know, I still struggle with that response. I just think that he's been in several other movies, like you mentioned Glory, that he should have been acknowledged for, and not playing a dirty cop. I just thought that I struggled with that. So, nevertheless, all right, there are a couple other things. We've talked, and it's already an hour. I can't believe how quickly that time has gone by. So, listen, I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate your feedback. Again, I'm going to keep my eye on this Flint, Michigan case, and I really hope that I'm looking for people now to sue, and let's see what happens with that. I think that they're going to have to work out some form of compensation. It'll be interesting to see how that works out, because I think I can see a class action happening, is what I see. I see a class action lawsuit happening. I think an attorney is going to jump on that and try to do something with that immediately. I'm going to keep my eye on it. The next couple of weeks, it's going to be interesting to see how that shakes itself out. And then as for these Oscars here, when does the Oscars come on? Is it February? I think that first weekend in February, February 8th or something like that. I'll tell you what I am going to do. I want to see how Chris Rock deals with this. I want to see how he opens it up. I can see him turning some of it into jokes. I can see that.
Yeah,
I can see him doing
it. Yeah, I think he's probably looking at it and being a little silly. He's getting the check and he keeps his mouth closed. Yeah.
He's in a difficult spot. He's in a very difficult spot, but I just think, hey, they got you, you're getting a check, you do your job, and then that's it. It'll be interesting to see how he plays that out, but I think he is going to mention it. I can see him saying some kind of joke and bringing it up. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, but I'm done talking about Stacey Dash. I don't want to give her the attention that she's looking for, because I think we done talked about her too long anyway. So with that said, I appreciate you calling in, appreciate your feedback, and I hope you tune in next week, because we'll have some other interesting topics on that will help educate you as well.
Okay, thanks. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Good dialogue tonight. I got a lot of good text messages. I know I didn't get a chance to get to everyone's comment and text messages. There were two more people on the line, and you sent me text messages. So tune in next week. I'm looking at continuing to talk about trending news. And also, I'd like to educate and talk to people about protecting their credit. And it's a new year, and taking a look at Legal Shield and different things like that you can do to just protect yourself. So I'm going to talk about that as well. I have a young lady that's very well-versed on that topic. So tune in next week. We're going to have some interesting things going on. And feel free to email me if you have a topic or if you want to be on the show. My email address is Dr. Wendy. It's drwendy@drwendyjohnson.com. It's just that simple. Spelled out, no dots, no dashes, no slashes, no nothing. Email me if you have any topics. Or you can hit me on Facebook as well. On Facebook, I am, it's Dr. D-R-U-N-A, Una Johnson. You can just hit me on Facebook as well. Inbox me, shoot me a note if you have a good topic and if you want to be a guest. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate your time. Great dialogue, and keep your eye on the Flint, Michigan water crises. Definitely need to keep our eyes on that and provide as much support as we can. I was actually in an event the other day, and I donated several cases of water that's going to the Michigan area. So if you can do that, I think that'd be a great thing. I don't know anyone directly that's impacted in that area. However, I do have friends that have family that are there. And when this lady called and told me that they're doing a huge fundraiser to donate water to the people in Flint, Michigan, I definitely was on board. So if there's anything that you can do to help anyone in the Flint, Michigan area, please, please do so. All right, with that said, we've got a couple events coming up here that I'd like to share with you. As you know, we had a young lady that called in from the Schaumburg, Illinois area. I don't know if everyone knows. However, I am a Chicago stepper, ladies and gentlemen, and I am going to attend an event next week that I think those of you that live in the Schaumburg area, come out and check out the Northwest Steppers. And Front Row Productions has a stepper set and networking party on Friday, February 29th from 7:30 to 1 a.m., please come out to the La Mirage. It's located at 3223 Algonquin Road in Rolling Meadows, Illinois. So come out, $10 in advance, $15 at the door. So if you're interested in that event, just simply go to the Northwest Steppers page on Facebook, and they will be able to accommodate you. So I know we got a lot of steppers out there. So come on, steppers. We have a lot of steppers in the Schaumburg area. So if you are looking for something to do, come on out, and I will definitely be there and check us out. All right, have another event that's going on in March. It is the 7th annual Minnesota Steppers All-Star Bash, ladies and gentlemen. This is one of my events that I am involved with J. Most, and it is going to be very nice in the Minnesota area. This is going to be an event. It's going to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So come on out. Like I said, it's going to be in the Minnesota area. It's going to be at the Hilton Bloomington on 3900 American Boulevard. Right now, the rooms are $99. So please come out. We have a lot going on. Oh, my gosh. It's just a lot. Thursday night, there's going to be a party at the Host Hotel. Friday night, we're going to have a steppers contest at the Host Hotel. And then Saturday night, man, we have a lot going on. Saturday night, we have this huge Women's Empowerment Tribute Show, which will be hosted by moi, yours truly. That's going on Saturday night. And then we also have two steppers lounges open on Saturday night as well. We will have a new school lounge and a old school lounge as well. And then at 11 o'clock, we're having a line dance contest in the old school ballroom. So come and check us out. And then let's not forget Sunday. Sunday we have a 10 o'clock pancake and eggs and sausage set. So it's a lot going on. Not to mention, ladies and gentlemen, this entire event is going to be just a few minutes away from the Mall of America. So you can book your hotel in the Host Hotel, which is the Hilton Minneapolis Bloomington. You can take the shuttle over to the Mall of America, get some shopping in, come back, party Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and come to our breakfast set on Sunday, and then head home. For more information, you can feel free to inbox moi, yours truly, on Facebook, or you can go to the Command Steppers MPLS .com website for more information, and you can purchase your tickets on Eventbrite. So, yes, I know that's a lot of information. However, this is going to be a really nice event, and this is the 7th annual. So come out and have some fun. And if you don't know how to step, that's okay too. You can still dance. Doesn't mean you have to be a stepper to attend. Same thing with the Northwest Steppers event. Come out and see what stepping is about. You never know, you may find yourself interested in stepping and start taking some classes. So with that said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to close out for tonight. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate your support. I see I'm still getting some text messages here. Yes. We're done for the night. All right, ladies and gentlemen, keep your eyes on the prize and feel free to, I'm looking at a text message here. Now I'm ending. Somebody had a comment they wanted to say about Stacey Dash. All right, ladies and gentlemen, keep your eyes on the flies, and I'm going to close out tonight with a single. I played it last week. I want to play it again. Someone told me that they couldn't really hear it, so I'm really hoping some of the technical issues we had last week with this particular song, we don't have them tonight. So a friend of mine, Jay Mo, says the song is called Also Blessed. It is on his current Big Boy CD. So go out, go online, check him out on YouTube, book him for an event. He does the several tribute shows. Go online. You can see the kind of talent that he has, and I really hope that you like this song. This is my favorite. I'm obviously going to play my favorite. It's called So Blessed. Tune in next week, ladies and gentlemen, and have a fabulous week. Good night.
Oh yeah, alright. You do for me, you cook for me. This makes me feel happiness.
So happy, baby.
Keep praying for me, just pray for me. 'Cause this makes me feel oh so blessed. It's a beautiful day, baby, when we wake up to the sunshine, yeah.
I love waking up to you.
I feel you warm, laying next to me, glad that you are mine, all mine.
I can't wait
to take you around,
my family
loyalty.